Oof, we got up to the top of that Hayyamid phase, Hayyamid Aleph, on the admissionist of addressing here, one of the problems that is. I thought I heard his voice behind me. The Lashon Shalish is often used by Chazal to mean flitting. Now, there's two ways of understanding how it's meant. How does it mean flitting? And Rashi suggested earlier that either it's a Lashon of Shalish, which is usually used to mean deposit in Ezra. But the use of it over here would mean that Bezdin becomes now the repository for determining how to put this up. If you use Mishalashin, it would mean in the sense of Bezdin's responsibility, but it's not always used that way. So Rashi says that it may also just be an example. So this said we split it three ways, meaning there's three either. Before we would have said Mirabim. We use Shalosh as the splitting paradigm. But in any event, it certainly means to split it up. So if you have a theme of Tashlumim, yes, according to the number of witnesses, that's how we prorate the Tashlumim for each one of them. But where it comes to Makos, let's say there was a Chiyav, for whatever reason, the Chiyav could have been that they were Meyid that the other guy was Chayav Malkus, or the Chiyav could have been because it was for one of the Sibot that they were Chayav Malkus and as their Kasher Zaman. Then it is not split between the Aden. Ketzad. So if they had said somebody cry at $200, then depending on the number of witnesses, that's how we split it. On the other hand, if they said he's chai of Malkus, and over there, even though the Chiyuv is coming because of what they had said about him, each one of them gets Malkus Arba'im. That seems to be picked out of the hat over here. That's the Gemara, Minani Mila. What gives us this idea that we should be Machai of each one of them to have the full Malkus? Om Rabbaya, because the Lashon of Resha, Nemar Resha, Rasha, Bechaive Malkios, the Nemar Rasha, Bechaive Mitos. It's the same thing we had over here, Vayayim Binakot HaRasha. We also have Asher HaRasha Lamut. And therefore, Malahalan in Mita, Lamitza, just like by Mita, I mean, what would we have thought? Let's kill one guy halfway and the other guy halfway. I mean, obviously that's an absurdity. So if we're going to be able to be Makayim, the din of Kasher, Zaman by Misa, clearly it means giving each one Misa, otherwise there's no choice. So too, in Malkut L'mechta, therefore we learn from that halacha that the physical punishment of Malkus also can't be split. Rava says, I mean, what do you need that for? I don't understand. Isn't it obvious? I mean, the Yom Kasher Zaman, La Sot La Chiv Valeka. But what did they want to give him? They wanted to be Machai of him to be hit, whatever, 40 times, 39 times. I mean, so how would we be Machai in Kasher Zaman, La Sot La Chiv, if we're going to give them only 20 times, 19 times more? And so it really wouldn't be Kasher Zaman. So the Gemara, but I said, if you use that for it, you say the same thing about money. He said, Ihachi, Momonani. I mean, so why wouldn't you say, since each aid is responsible to pay, so then each aid should pay? What does he say that you had to pay? No, so momon, you see, is mitare. The momon, it makes sense that since the person got the money, you're mekayim with that, kasher zaman la'atzot la'achiv. But malkut lo mitzareif, what would add the malkus of one to the malkus of another? I mean, there's absolutely no basis for a zero. See, but even without learning it out of the din of Misa, you certainly understand that logically speaking, 2 times 19 malkus don't equal 4 malkus. And you certainly also can understand that 2 times $100 does equal $200. Because there's a place in which it's mitzurat, namely by the recipient. So I mean, this leads us all types of things that we need to keep into in our minds as we go through Masechta. And there's no indication anywhere in the Torah that the money is supposed to be paid to the nidon. Where do we get that idea from? Which says we certainly don't give malkut to the nidon. So why should we give the momon to the nidon? But even the havamina that what that there's a way to be mitzaret. I mean, we're going to be mitzaret from also that we should treat the kot as a single kot. In terms of Aden Zomim, where exactly does that come from? Certainly, if you hold that we need Mamash, like Abaya holds, we've been able to be Mitzarek Malkia, because it's possible to do them separately. It's only Misa, so it's impossible that we would be forced to be Mekayim Kasha Zomim in that fashion. I think there's cosmic range over here. Actually, the Urea Masters, I mean, it's funny to take it for granted that the Kasher Zaman would be given to the person that they were made against. Who's to say? Why not just pay it to Bezdin or something, like a fine? Because after all, they weren't mastered him anything. Nothing had been done to him, Bichlal. So there's just a legal knas. You know, we take this for granted because of the way the Torah says Kasher Zaman Masut Lachi. So the idea over here is that the focus is on him. So if we're going to do to them what it is that they wanted to do to him, so then that means there's some element of satisfaction that has to do with him, even though when it comes to the beast of the Balkans, can we get him a cobble anything? So this, we need to see as we go along what the meaning of such a thing would be. But anyway, according to Rava, it's Mamish, simply Mitzvah Svar. You're on, we missed you the first one, but we'll take you down. Ein ha'edim na'asim zomim ad she'yazimu et atzmam. You cannot make an eid zomim unless the second pair comes and attacks the actual edim themselves, not their testimony. So in other words, if they would say that, how could you say that Reuven killed Shimon on such and such a day? Reuven was with us on that day. And we saw that he didn't kill anybody, or Shimon was with us. That's not considered to be edim zomim. They have to be mazim the edim themselves in Kesa. Amru me'idim anabish toni shara ganefesh. Amru lehem, second cut says to them, hey chatem me'idim shari nerag ze. Oh, ahoreg ze hayayimano otoha yom memokom bol. You couldn't possibly have seen this where you say, because the person that you claim as the murderer, the person you claim as the victim, was with us at that time in a different location. That's simply edut hakhasha, which we have two pairs of edim that are contradicting each other. Baval amru lehem, hey, on the other hand, if they say you couldn't possibly be made because you were with us in another location, and then that's where the Torah was machadesh, that you can believe the second cut and not the first, because now the first cut kilu is now changed into the Baal Dinim, so they cannot now testify because they're the ones who are now on the stand. How can you have said that? You weren't even there. You were being made a sheker. And therefore, they're running up here. Now, suppose bo acherim. Now, suppose another kat of edim comes and says the same thing that the first had it. And the second kat then goes at vizimum. And they said, well, they were also with us, such and such a case. Bo acherim vizimum, and the second, not yet a third kat comes. Says the same thing as the first kat. And now again, the second kat says, well, they were also with us in that place, and not in the place where they claimed to be. Afilu me'a, even 100 kitot. Kulam yeharegu, all of them, even though it's illogical, you think that as far that we would look at the number of people that are claiming that the event took place, and as opposed to the number of the two Aiden that are claiming that everybody's with them, nonetheless, the Torah was machadish, that we believe the second cut. Rabbi Yehuda says, that's crazy. This is obviously, not that we believe the entire world, whoever happens to walk into court just happens to sit with them in another place. I mean, that's obvious that something is wrong over here. So these are false. They're liars. And only the first cut, and Gemara, of course, will ask about that, only the first cut would be killed, not any that follow them. There's a very interesting shot, by the way, that the Rabbeinu Hanano brings here from the Gaonim, that the Gufan Shel Edim means that there is no Hakasha of the Edim that are Muzamim. In other words, after the second cut comes along and says, how could you be made? You were with us in such a chase. The Edim agree that that's true. They're not mocked. But if there would have been Hakasha, there the Torah was never Mechadesh. So in the Etzem testimony, there would always be Hakasha. And therefore, that's not the place for Edim Zalamim. In other words, if you were saying Reuven killed Shimon in such and such a place, and we're saying Reuven didn't kill Shimon in such a place, that's what you'd be saying if you attack the basis of the testimony in terms of the victim or in terms of the perpetrator, right? You're, by definition, contradicting what the first Edim said in terms of the case. Masha'in King, when you're coming along and you're not talking about the case, I don't know anything about the case. It's very possible that Reuven did kill Shimon in such and such a place. What I'm saying is, I saw you in a different place. Now, there's no hakasha on that basis, because these Edim are now accepting that that's true. So then we have the din of Edim Zomim. And Rabbeinu Hanano says that's not his Kabbalah in this again. Of course, that's not the way the Rishonim learned. But he does quote some of the Gaonim who say this. Let me check out that. Wherever possible, we check out that. I mean, why is it different than any other case? We're not detectives over here. But if somebody can bring other testimony, or there's a way for us to find out what it was. Yeah. I mean, that's part of the din of Yitzhak. We're always going to look into what we can do to help out here. Mila. How do we know this halacha, that the din of Enim Zonanim is a din in the Eidus against the Eid? Omer Ravada, the Omer Krovi, Hinei Eid Sheker Ha'Eid. Because the Torah says it in this way. It says, V'doshua Shoftim Eitei Vinei Eid Sheker Ha'Eid. Sheker Ana Be'achiv. And then the fact is that it's the Eid, it's Achiti Shaker Gufa Shaleidut. What are we looking at? We're looking at the fact that it's Eid Sheker Ha'Eid is what we're looking at. Not the question of what happens. It's the Gufa Shaleidut. Tevei Rebbe Yishmael Tana. The Raya is from the way that the Torah presents the original plan. It says, Ki yakum eid chamas ra'ish la'anot bo tzara. La'anot bo tzara is achet tzara gufa shel edut. That what it is that they said is absolutely usar, meaning it's not in its place. It's in a different place. So the mela, we see the attack is over here on being made to the possibility of that testimony. Omar Rabba, bo shnayim v'amru b'mizrach b'ira ha'rak v'nit ha'nefesh. U bo shnayim v'amru v'ahalo b'ma'arav b'ira imanu ha'yita. Suppose they're both talking about the same place, but they're just talking about different locations in that place. So somebody says, well, I saw him kill him in the canyon, and I was at the east gate of the canyon. And the Adim Salamis Mezimim say, well, we were with you on the west side. How could you have seen him in the east side of the canyon? So then, of course, Chazina, Ikidikaimi b'marav bira michze chazu b'mizrav bira, ein elu zomimim, bin lav haray elu zomimim. So then we make an examination, and if it's possible to see the events from standing in the east side, at the west side, to what happened in the east side. So then, Enochinami, the Eidus is acceptable. But if not, then they would be considered to be Eidim Zonami. I mean, yeah, big deal with that. Pshita, I mean, it's obvious. It's not obvious. Because Ma'ad Tame Alechash and Ruhura Baria. Well, we're going to make tests like that. We're going to make a test on the basis of 2020 vision, right? I mean, can we absolutely say that these guys didn't see things better than normal vision? We can't say that. So perhaps we should assume that they perhaps saw it better. So Nuhurabari, that very good vision. Kamash Malan, that we're not chayish for that. Now, if in fact the Eidim would claim that they have better vision, and that they did see it nonetheless, then there's a tosis, not here, but there's a tosis, that even the tosis that suggests that Enochinami, we can't base the halakha of Hariga on an Umdana, which is essentially what this is, just this is the norm. We will base things on the norms unless we have some reason to doubt the norm. So over here, even though certainly it's possible that such a thing is true, but if nobody tines it, we'll just accept that this is the way it is. If somebody tines it, then in Enochinami, maybe we'd have to look over it and see. If two Enim come and they say, we saw someone kill in Surah in the morning, gee, that's strange, because we went out for dinner in Narada. How'd you manage? And it was on that same day. Chazina. Well, then we just have to find out. If you could get there in that time, so then there's no hazama over here. If not, there is. But isn't that pshita? Again, we can't really be sure that this guy wasn't driving some souped-up Ferrari between Surah and Narada. Right? I mean, it's possible. It's not the norm. You certainly can't get there by bus. Yeah, but if you got a flying camel, you can get there. Kamash Malan, that without any basis for saying such a thing, we'd assume that indeed they're Eidim Zonim. V'yomar Rabba, bo shnayim v'amru b'chad b'shabata harak tzvon yetanav. U'bo shnayim v'amru imanu ayitim b'chad b'shabata v'betray b'shabata harak tzvon yetanav. So let's say that it's Tuesday now, and two people come in and they say, well, back on Sunday, so-and-so killed, Reuven killed Shimon. Two other people come along and say, well, it's not really possible because you were with us somewhere else on Sunday. However, the events that you said took place did take place, but they took place on Monday. And not only that, suppose they say, actually, the events took place on Friday, before you claimed they took place. You said Sunday, but you couldn't have seen it on Sunday. Nonetheless, they still are killed. At the time that they said that the events took place, they were being made against an innocent individual. Because the fact that he had killed previously means nothing. So what if he had killed? The fact that he killed isn't mechayev him. It's bez and tzak that he's chayev misa. It's mechayev. There's no standing order of misa against this person who was murdered. Therefore, what they're made against is an innocent person claiming that he killed in an act that never took place. There was no act of his killing on Sunday. And therefore, they're chayiv. So what's the chiddush in that? Michael Marshman, when the Mishnah says that, the Ferish later, that in a case when it seems that the only chiddush is that even though we're going to kill the guy for the very murder that they said happened, they are still going to be killed for claiming that the guy did that murder at a different time than it actually took place. Is that the chiddush? I mean, it says that later on. It says, Lefichach nimtzeit achad mehem zomemet, hu vehein neheragin vashni aptura. That you have two kitot edim that are saying that an event happened. One of them turns out to be Adam Zomimim, but the event still happened based on the other cut. So we will kill the defendant, and we'll also kill the Adam who claimed that the defendant was guilty. So you see that it has nothing to do with whether the testimony that they said was true. It has to do with whether their testimony was true. So we know that already from the Mishnah, so what's the big deal to tell me that this is the halacha here too? No, this is Eino Chinami. There is no chiddush in this part. It's the continuation that's the chiddush. Seifa, Masha Ein Kein Bigmar. The chiddush is in the continuation where it says, "Bo shnayim v'arma b'chad b'shabbata nigbar dino shel ploni." Say two people come along and they say, "So and so was found guilty in Beis Din on Sunday." Ubo shnayim v'arma b'chad b'shabbata imanu ayitem. No, how could you say that? You weren't even in Beis Din on Sunday. You were with us. It was be'erev Shabbat nigmar dino shel ploni, so that at the time you claimed it was nigmar dino, he was already a gavra k'telus and was already chayiv. Below but the bigger finish is that Efilu Omru betrayed the Shabbat that Nigmardino Shaploni. Even if they would have said that what you said was wrong, you couldn't have seen it. But it is true that the next day, on Monday, that person indeed was found to be Chayav Mita. Even there, Ein Elu Neheragi. The Kat is not Neherag, the Be'idna the Komisade, because on Tuesday, when the testimony was being given in court, at that point, Gavra Bar K'talahu. At that point, he was already Chayav. Now, in the same way that if I would have shot someone who was Chayev Misa, or shot a Trefa, there wouldn't have been a Chayev. So this is no different here too. I think Chayev someone who is indeed already Chayev. V'chein le'inyin tashlumei knas. The same thing would be when it comes to a knas, as opposed to mamon. Mamon, it's the act that's Chayev you. So if I'm going to be Chayev, I say something about someone who was already Chayev to pay that money anyway, I wasn't being motzi mamon from him, shalokidin. And therefore there's no kasher zamam lasot l'achiv. But when it comes to knas, there's no chiv knas until there's a bond. And if that person would come along, he would say, it's true, I did this. He'd be potter, because motive knas patur. So the same thing, therefore, would be true about the shlomei knas. Let's say, bo shnayim v'omru b'chad b'shabbat ha-ganav v'davachu mechar. They say that so-and-so stole and he shechted it or he sold it, which was v'chayev him in tashlomei arba'a v'chamisha. How could you say that he did that on Sunday? You were with us all Sunday. It was on Monday that took place. It would still have to pay. And not only that, even as it was prior to your claim that they had actually done the Geneva and the Tzvichah Mechira, still you would have to pay. Because since we're dealing with a Knas, the Be'idna the Komishade, Gabala Barta Shluminu, at the time that you were made, there had not as yet been a court decision that you had to pay, and therefore that momon is not momon. Knas isn't something that you owe until Bezin says you owe it. So, we discussed that. We had the whole discussion in the Sanhedrin as to how far they can make mistakes. Obviously, that's the whole din of making mistakes is a function of Eidushat HaYochol HaZimam. So we talked over there the question of whether you can mistake the day of the month. You recall, right? The Eilu Yadu, the Iburo Shachodesh, Eilu Lo Yadu. But whatever it is that we're saying here is only defined by the Sugya Sanhedrin. It's what is absolutely defined by an Eid Tesamon. Hela, Filom Rebbe, Erev Shabbos Ganav Atavachon Bachar Misham, Zivinu Kamisad Gavr lav bar tashlumino. Bo shnayim v'amru b'chad b'shabbat gona v'tavach u'machar v'nigmar dino. You hear the same thing as by Misa. Had they said that on Sunday he sold and was found guilty in court and therefore now becomes a monetary fear. Bo shnayim v'amru b'chad b'shabbat Sunday imano ayitem. You couldn't have seen that. It was Erev Shabbos where he was gona v'tavach u'machar v'nigmar dino. And for that matter, even if they said afilu amru b'chad b'shabbat gona v'tavach u'machar u'betray b'shabbat v'nigmar dino. changed my opinion. But they would have said, what you said happened, but you couldn't have seen it. And he was already chayev and din on Monday, and you didn't come along till Tuesday. Ein mishalmin. There too, they wouldn't have to pay, because the either the kabisade gavra bar tashlumino. At the point that they were made on Tuesday, he was already chayev in Bezdin. And therefore, had he walked in and been motive to this thing, he wouldn't have been potter, because there's no longer knas. It was a fee of moment. And they, being mopsed him moment that he owes anyway, are not chayev in the kasher zaman. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, whereas Rabbi Yehuda says he stopped his season. There's no possible way that we should do more than to kill the first cop. So think about, what do you mean kill the first cop? If they're liars, they're liars of the first cop too. So he stopped his season. It's a very nice kind of compromise today. Well, we'll knock off a couple of them, you know, but just to a point where we won't do any more than that. Rabbi Abu. Oh, yeah. It means, of course, shekad move argu. What happened over here is we accepted the testimony. We killed the first cop. So coming along and saying, look, if they keep saying that people were with them, it's suspicious that we no longer believe them. So what are you talking about? I mean, the maida have have. I mean, whatever was. I mean, what is he coming to tell me? Ella kat rishona. I mean, what did I think? We could be mechayim esim over here. I mean, there's no point in mentioning the kat rishona if that's it. Ella amar rava. Rava doesn't know what it means. Is that the point of istati is only when there's a kat rishona. It's not istati that there's more than rishona. Even one more, then it's already considered to be that. That's it. Because the Mishnah kept talking about, and another one comes, and another one comes, and another one comes, comes along. Rabbi Yehuda says, at what point is it istati? So therefore it comes to say, ela kat rishona. If it's more than one kat, and now the next kat comes and claims that they were there, and he said, oh, you were with us. It's very suspicious. What do you mean? How is it that these people have absolutely nothing to do with the other people happen to be with you also? That's crazy. Why would they be with you? So therefore, we said, already look suspicious. Anything beyond the first kat, we will not respond to their testimony. So what it's Mishnah simply tried to say is, ena ela kat echad. If there's one kat, then we kill him. But he could say, the moment that there's more than the first kat, that they're being mazim, ein eragim. Well, that's a very nice shot, except the language doesn't work. It says, ela kat rishona bilvad. I mean, so when you say bilvad, you're saying alone as opposed to others. But according to Rava, there are no others. So why are you saying alone? You say ela kat rishona, where there only is a kat rishona. Okay, fine. Kashing. I mean, that troubles you, but it, believe me, it's not devastating. Because after all, the word rishona also means first. First is only first if there's a second. If you're not bothered, there's no matter what kind of shot you're going to have, you're going to have that problem, unless you would have said, al katachat bilvat. Now there was a case where a woman was bringing witnesses to a particular event, and it turns out that they were makrish each other. They could not stand up to the cross cross interrogation, and they were makrish each other. So we threw them out. So she goes ahead and brings another to aid it. And they also are found not to be consistent. We throw them out. So she finally gets together a group of Aden that don't contradict themselves in the cross-examination. Omar Reish Lakish, so Reish Lakish says, ah, come on. Huxikazo, it seems pretty clear to me that this lady is muhzak to bring, I mean, she's hiring people, so she got two idiots the first time and two idiots the second time, so she finally got somebody smart enough to give testimony. We're not going to accept the testimony. Omar Le Rabbi Elazar, so Rabbi Elazar said, well, it's all very nice. Say that she seems to be a phony, but in he huxika, ko Yisrael mi huxiku. What are you saying? I mean, you're saying that the fact that she seems to be a phony means that we'll apply her phoniness to undo the cheskes kashrus, the two fine Jews that are brought into court, and we'll say, well, under the in this context, we consider you to be liars. That's crazy. Why should what she does change the court's assumption that two people with a cheskes kashrus are kosher? Now, it happened that Zimin Aliyatzik came into with Yochanan. They were sitting once in the Beis HaMedrash. They were sitting learning with Rabbi Yochanan, both Rabbi Reish Lakish and Rabbi Elazar. And also, Kihai Mas, and a case like this was brought before Rav Yochanan, and Reish Lakish said again, it seems to me that this woman is clearly a phony. Rav Yochanan responds to Reish Lakish with exactly the same words that Rav Elazar had used, in which Rish Lakish realized that Rabbi Elazar must have heard this from Rabbi Yochanan earlier, because the signon was too similar, and he turns around, boy, did he give Rabbi Elazar a dirty look. Other guys of Rabbi Elazar Bishut, he gave him a dirty look. I'm like, what? You said something that obviously you had heard from Rabbi Yochanan. You didn't quote him. You made it sound like you're the smart guy.
Plagiarized.
The question over here is, the old Yerushalmi fans here will recall that there was such a maisa, but Rabbi Yochanan was very angry that someone had quoted him. And they were motzi midaita by pointing out that not everybody quotes Moshe Rabbeinu every time they say a posuk either. I mean, the point is, if someone knows that you are his Rebbe, so then take it for granted. Everything that he says from you, the same way you don't say, Omar Moshe Rabbeinu, such and such, it's a given. You're quoting Moshe Rabbeinu. He's Rabbeinu. So Mamela, you shouldn't be upset. So it could be that's what Rebbe Elazar was being famous on. Reish Lakish, as you know, gave no quarter for anything, certainly for leaving out any facts. We've had a number of them rather frightening stories of Reish Lakish. Now, Lema Reish Lakish, Domek Rebbe Yudah, Rebbe Yochanan, the Omar Rabbana. So now, are we arguing, Gufin, about folks in the Mishnah between Rebbe Yudah and the Talmud Kama about whether we should say Istatisizo? So that if you hold Istatisizo, then we would be willing to say the same thing is true of this woman. Oh, something's very phony. But if you hold the Rabbanan, so then you say, well, you can't find that it looks phony. I mean, the bottom line is, these are kosher witnesses. Says the Gemara, of course not. What's the connection? Even according to the Rabbanan, who say that we don't say Itzati Tizu, so do we see anyone in the case of the Mishnah that someone is hiring witnesses? Someone is bringing these witnesses? People come into court and they say, we witnessed a murder. Over here, a woman has a case in which she keeps bringing new witnesses in to testify for her. There I'm saying, since there's somebody that's behind all of this, makes perfectly good sense to me to say that she is organizing it in a way that she keeps hiring these people. So they're clowns, and they keep saying, so she finally hired two people who were able to stand in a bunch. And can over there people come into court, say they witnessed a crime. What does that have to do with today? Over there, of course, they have their chazaka. And the Rabbanan would say, Rabbi Yochanan would say, that Ana the Amar Afilu Rabbi Yehudah. I would say, Kol Yisroel Mihulziku, I would agree with Rabbi Yehudah, perhaps, who says, because the problem in the Mishnah is that what looks suspicious isn't the fact that, well, there were other people who claimed the same thing and they turned out to be liars. What does they turn out to be liars have to do with this guy being a liar? I still say that's true. In the case in the Mishnah, what's wrong is that the coincidence of everybody who happens to know something about the case just having managed to be at the office New Year's party with his people on that day is very suspicious. So therefore, we ask, what, the whole world was with you on that day? Aval haka, but I'm not thinking over here. Hanu yadi b'sadudim, hanu lo yadi b'sadudim. What does one group's knowledge of the testimony have to do with another two witnesses' knowledge of the testimony? Absolutely nothing. And we're certainly not going to be b'tsarif them into one group because there happens to be a woman that they're testifying for. We will not kill Adim Zomavim until such time as the Bezdin has already paskened the Chir. So Bezdin said, the man is Chayav Misa. Then, before we kill him, we have now the second cut comes along and say, wait, these people couldn't possibly have seen him murdered since they were with us. Then we will be Makayim Kasher Zomav. Shari HaTzidukim Omrim Hachi Yeharei. The Tzidukim claim that the Gemar Hadin is insufficient. It would only be if the person actually had killed. Shenemar, now the post quoted in the Mishnah has nothing to do with the case of Einim Zalmanim, because the post quoted in the Mishnah is Nefesh Tachat Nefesh, which is in the case of Venakfu Isha Haraim Ason Tiyeh, then Nefesh Tachat Nefesh, which is not what we're talking about over here. Obviously, what we have to be referring to is the post Nefesh Ben Nefesh, which is part of the din of Einim Zalmanim, so that you should pay back Nefesh Ben Nefesh, which implies that the guy already died. You're giving you his soul, meaning the soul of the Eidim that were liars, in place of the Nefesh that they took. Omru lahem chachamim. How can you say that? Which implies that va'are achiv kayam, if we're calling it achiv. Now, that's the way many learn. If we're calling it achiv, achiv is kayam. The Ritva shows that even though the Gemara often uses that language, that it doesn't really mean that, because there are places where achiv actually refers to a deceased, in which case he understands that that it's always the context that is mechayev achiv to be kayam, and that the real diak over here is from the zaman. In other words, the way that they had planned to do to the brother, but not actually done. And as their brother stands now in front of them, this is what they had planned to do to him. So if that's the case, it means that if it had already been done, then there's no zaman lasot l'achiv. There's no achiv, there's no zaman. So if came lama ne'amar nefesh b'nafesh, why then does it say that part? Because if not, I would have thought that it's the act of the testimony that's b'chayim. In which case, yochol bishat shekiblu edutan ye'aregu. The moment that they appear in court, even before the court determines on the basis of that testimony that the man is chayev mita, if other edim come along and say, wait, they lied, then maybe we would be mechayev in them, because they already gave edis sheker. Edis that turned out to be nizon. Therefore, Talmud Omar, nefesh benafesh, ha'in naragin ad shigamer hadin. And look how beautifully the previous idea segues into this. Because it's only the gavra ketela element that was defined earlier, that once a bezin hakin, so then the man has a din of nefesh, so to speak, because he's a gavra ketela. So now, it's only in making him that we will be mechayev the edzomim. So now, in the braisa, it's just a tanya, in the braisa, Rebbe Omer, lo hargu ne'eragin, hargu ein ne'eragin. This is the classic formulation of the kasher zaman, v'lo kasher asah, so that if they hadn't killed the nidon, then the Aiden would be ne'erag. But if they had killed the nidon, then they would not be horeg the Aiden. As a matter of fact, if you recall, was Tosus's diet earlier in Rashi about the soklu and the kolim, because he says, this is the model, hargu ein ne'eragin. Why would we have changed the language there today? Soklu and his column, which is Arguin Aragin. And that's why he learns it in a completely different way. So, Loragun Aragin, Arguin, Omar Adid, Bini, Lapkabachomeru. But isn't it obvious that if even for the Tzach, it would already be Chayiv in the Kasher Zaman? Obviously, if we carried it out, it should be even worse. Omar Lodi, Maratena Ravenu, Shaino Nashim Menadin. You're right, it's a Kalvachomer. But we don't punish people based on Kalvachomer. The Tanya, Isha Sheyikachat Achoto, Bat Aviv, O Batimo. Emi Ella Bat Aviv, Shelo Batimo, Batimo, Shelo Bat Aviv. Now here it says someone who sleeps with a sister who is his father's daughter or his mother's daughter. How about if his sister is both his father's daughter and his mother's daughter? Then what? Minayim. How do we know that in such a case you would be chayav? Talmud Lomar. Therefore, at the end of that whole story, Yisha Sher Yikachet repeats Ervat Achoto Gila Avano Yisa. But that's what we're talking about, isn't it? Why do you have to repeat Ervat Achoto to tell me Avamareta? Wait, Ervat Achoto Gila. So would you not say Achelo Yomar? I mean, before it even said that, Yeshui Bedin. I mean, it makes perfectly good sense to say that Imanash Abat Aviv Shalobatimo Ubatimo Shalobat Aviv Bat Aviv Ubatimo Lo Kol Shekin. If the Torah is willing to punish one based on an erva that's a half sister, Kol Shekin, it should punish one on an erva that's a full sister. Halamarta Shein Onashim. And then, as you see, that even though that's perfectly reasonable, it still is not a basis for Anisha. That tells me Onesh. Okay, I now know that there's an Onesh on a full sister, but that's in Kedoshim, which only describes the Onashim. Where is there an Azhara against sleeping with a full sister? That would have to be an Afremot. So where do we know that from? Well, it says, Ervat Achotcha Bat Avicha O Bat Imeh. Now there too. Ein Liela Bat Aviv Shelo Bat Imo Bat Imo Shelo Bat Aviv. How do we know that a Bat Aviv and a Bat Imo would be Osir to sleep with? Binayim. Talmud Lomar. Therefore, the Torah goes out of its way to say, Ervat Bat Eshet Avicha Moledet Avicha. Bat Eshet Avicha, who is also Moledet Avicha, Achotcha, he comes to add that if she is Achotcha, then even if she's from your father's wife, who is your mother, she would also be chayav. Well, Achelo Yomar there too, you could say, and without saying that, Yeshli Min Hadin, wouldn't I have made a kavachomer to say, Maim Huzara Batimo Shelo Bat Aviv, Ubat Aviv Shelo Batimo, Bat Aviv Ubatimo Lokoshet, Alamarata Shein Mazirin Min Hadin. So from here you see that you cannot even give an Azhora from a kavachomer. And therefore, even though you're right, Mitzad Asecho, Kasher Zaman, Velo Kasher Asah, I mean, we should say, okay, so Kasher Zaman doesn't mean specifically only Zaman. It means even just to be Mezim. Kol all she came to carry it out. Too bad. Now, how about Chayavei Malkiot? What about, now, this is different ways of learning it. Most Rishonim learn that Chayavei Malkiot Minolan has nothing to do with the Onshin and Adin. It's going back to the previous question. The Mishnah talked about a case that there's no Din of Hazama until the court Paskin. And how do we know that? Nefesh B'Nefesh. But how do we know that that would be true about Malkus as well? Would there need to be a Paskin on the Malkus? Or might we say, well, if it's just Malkus, then you would be chayav for the testimony alone, even though the court hasn't yet been chayav you. So chayavei Malkiot Minayin, Talmud Lomar, therefore we learn out the same word of Rasha that appears by Misa, Shehu Rasha Lamut, appears by Malkiot Vayayin Bina Kota Rasha, and therefore both dinim have to be the same. Chayvei Galuyot Minayin, and how would you know that the din of Galut also is that the court would have to paskin? There too we find the same lashon of Roteach used by Shkaga, Roteach Bishkaga, as we find Roteach used by the Chiyav of Misa. And so Mamele, in the same way that the Chiyav of Misa would only be once the court paskin, so too for Galus it would only be one court paskin. As I said, this is the way almost all learn. Now, the Rabbi Hanano learns that what we're talking about over here is a continuation of the previous. In other words, how do we know? You brought me from a raya that has to do with the Chiyav Misa. How do you know Stamalav that this would be true? How do you know with the Chiyav Golos that this would be true? That ain't on a Shin Min Adin, that ain't Mazirin Min Adin. So it has nothing to do with the story in the Mishnah. In which case, according to Rabbi Hanana, it is indeed possible that when it comes to the Chiyav Malkus, when it comes to the Chiyav of Golos, maybe over there the Chiyav would occur the moment that the aide gives his testimony. And the din of Misa alone is the one in which we said that the court would have to pass it and say Ploni Atachayav, and then before we get a chance to kill him, the other cop comes along. Now, there's another very important issue over here, which is this halacha of Lo Hargu Neheragin. How do we understand that Kasher Zanam Lasot LaAchiv Are Achitayam? If we mean literally Achitayam, suppose I wanted to give him Malkus, and we gave him Malkus, would he not still be Kayam? He's still Kayam, isn't it? Because if you darshan this from Kayam, then it means that the halacha of Kasher Zamam Lasot L'Achiv is limited to Misa, not to Malkus. So if we had already carried out the Chiyav of Malkus, then we wouldn't have said, Laka Enam Lokim. It's only Ne'erag Enam Ne'eragin. And indeed, so passes the Rambam. If we would have carried out the Chiyav of Malkus, then the Beis Din would still be Mechayev the Eidim Zalmanim to be Lokim. There's no Miat. Because it's only Achiv Kayam. Achiv is still Kayam after the Malkus. It's a unique thing. In other words, it's a Misa. Same if you pay. Paid already there, it's a different issue because you can always repay the money and therefore it wouldn't even matter. It's not done. But here, I mean, there's no way of taking back the Malkus. But nonetheless, there's a lot of discussion among the Achronim. Favorite Sunya.
If he hadn't gotten the Malkus, if he'd already been done, then they would get Malkus then?
Everybody does that. Why would I say that?
Obviously. So that the Rambam would take a Malkus and they wouldn't get the Malkus.
No, you have that. The only thing that's new here is that the Rambam is saying, even if you gave him the Malkus, you'll get Malkus. Yeah. Omar Rev Yehuda ben Taboy. Ered nechama yemoharakti eid zomein hotim yiliban shakim shayu amlim ein eid yim zomein neharagin ad sheyareg anito. May I see. Now, there's two ways of understanding ered nechama. May I see comfort. So one sense is to say, may I not see comfort. In other words, may I not be zocher to seeing in the nechamas Yerushalayim if I'm lying about this issue. And then you don't want to say that about yourself. You say it in a lashon that is positive instead of negative, which we often do. We'll use a euphemism on something negative. The other way of understanding it is ereh b'nechama, may one of my children die and I need comfort if this is not so, which is pretty awful. It's like an exclamation of how absolutely real this is. That it is one strange problem with Rishon, and that is that the Beis Hamikdash was around in Yehuda ben Taboy's day. So for him to say, may I not be in the Nechama of the Korban Yerushalayim, which hadn't even occurred yet, would be rather difficult. And yet Rashi suggests that shot, which, of course, leads to the obvious conclusion, which is from many, many other places, especially in the question of, did Shmona Esrei in the time of the second Beis Hamikdash include the din of L'dion Yercha? Or would we say, is there even a Yerushalayim? Well, is there any bracha on Yerushalayim? Since, we're in Yerushalayim, what would be the point? Of course, we're in Ogeyad is Manenu. So the Mepharshim say, of course, it's exactly the same deal, because the second Beis Hamikdash was a semi-golus anyway. There wasn't any Gilui Shechina. We didn't have Malchus Beis HaMikdash. So the tefillahs were exactly the same. In which case, someone who was living at the time of the Beis HaMikdash didn't feel that much different about it than we feel about living in Eretz Yisrael. He still would say Ere Ben Nechamav because he felt himself to be really in a state of semi-galut. When the secret of the Yehovah is the Angelus of the Gdola would start during the time of the Golas Bava. So, you know, China. Also, you could say in the early stages, in Achinami, and everybody saw this, it wasn't a real binyan, but I mean, he's living the time in which Mishalei Rav, binyan, binyana Shavur, this Lo Rav, binyan Yasin Mi'elam, I mean, that should be the ultimate. See, that there was still a question of Arab and Anna. Yeah. God bless our kind King Gorgeous. It's about as likely. Lo tzim li bunch of tzedukim. So in order to prove the tzedukim wrong, that they said Adam Zomim were killed only when they were killed, and I saw to it that this aid was killed before there was a chiyuv, before we carried out the chiyuv on the Nidon. But notice that he uses the singular. It's aid. Now there's no such case, because you can never be mechayev on the aid. So says Shimon ben Shetach, well, speaking of Nechoma, I should only be Aaron Nechoma. Lo shafak tadam naki. You're a murderer. Shayamru kachamim, hein eidim zolimin neharagin, achi yizomu shneihem, ve'in lokin, achi yizomu shneihem. Miyad kibel alav Rav Yehuda ben Taboy, she'eno more hora'a l'lifnei Shimon ben Shetach. And from that day on, he would never give a tzak halacha unless he's in front of Shimon ben Shetach, who would be taking careful check on his fiske halacha. V'chol yomav sh'Rav Yehuda ben Taboy, ha'yem mishtateach akiv rosh l'tora eid. And he also used to often be found in the cemetery begging forgiveness on this aid's grave. V'ayav kol lo nishma. And they would always hear sounds coming from the graveyard in that place. Because we're ma'am lomar, everybody would say that it's that aid screaming and complaining again, and of course Rav Yehuda ben Tavoy said, oh please, that nonsense. I mean, I'm sitting there being mispalal when you hear that's me. Tato, and it's obvious that that's true, because Lamocher who made, I mean, after I die you'll see in Kolo Nishma, there's not going to be any sounds coming from that grave. That doesn't prove anything. Dilma Badina Kamba, I mean, maybe the aid took him to court in the Shemayim, and you know, they settled it up there. Or Inami Fiusifies here, maybe he got him to be Marichalim or whatever, but I mean, just the fact that you don't hear complaints anymore, what does that prove? And we'll give you overnight practice for the next Mishnah.